USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. During her daily press briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is addressing reports from the Secret Service that nearly $100 billion was stolen from COVID-19 relief programs.
What happened is there was just an adding up of two old IG reports of well-known challenges at small business loans and states getting out UI payments in 2020.
The Secret Service getting back over $2.3 billion of the stolen funds. USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The 2022 midterm elections are less than a year away, with both parties vying for control of Congress. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel explains what makes her so confident that Republicans will control the House and Senate on Fox News.
The energy behind the Republican Party to take back the House and the Senate as they are watching the disaster of the Biden presidency with inflation, with supply chain issues, with energy issues, with our gas prices. They know that it's time to reelect Republicans.
At least 23 Democrats and more than a dozen Republicans have announced they won't seek reelection. President Biden has signed a bill giving the Capitol Police Chief a little more authority. The measure allows the chief to directly request help from federal law enforcement agencies and the D.C. National Guard during emergencies. Previously, the police chief had to run requests for emergency assistance through the Capitol Police Board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is making an announcement regarding prison inmates.
Merrick Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio honored Senate Majority Leader New York Democrat Chuck Schumer by giving him a ceremonial key to the city. The two New York leaders also discussed a Democratic-led social spending package and other efforts going on in the Senate. Schumer mentioning one problem around the country Senate Democrats are fighting to stop.
Taking away people's voting rights, redrawing the lines of the legislature in a jaundiced, political, and sometimes bigoted way. And we're going to move on that. That may mean we may have to change the rules because we won't get any support from the other side, but we're doing it.
Republicans argue these election reform bills that have been passed in many states will ensure election security. Amazon is experiencing its third online service outage this month. Work management tool Slack and the Epic Games Store are down for some users. The company confirming the outages and saying that they're working to fix the issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.